how's the world? Seems like a hopeless place. A perfect picture of a hopeless case. Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in. Till it seems like every breath of hope has died.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hope is alive. Well, we welcome you here to this live program. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Richard. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. Me too. And good evening and welcome, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Greetings from a cold Oklahoma down here.
Well, I have to tell you, we got up to 51 degrees yesterday. We were in the 40s today, but below zeros and snow scheduled for Saturday. So it is still winter time. 21 more days till spring, but who's counting? And praise God, we have a God that sends the right weather in its season. I'd much rather have this now than, of course, in August. So. Well, man, I know we've got some callers coming in, so I'll keep an eye out for them, and I'll sure let you know when they call in.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We do welcome you to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And what was that testimony? That which has been set free, those have been set free, which is tormented by the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, you can always go to deliveranceusa.com. That website is a wonderful, wonderful tool that's there at your disposal, and it just has everything in there and more so that we talk about here each week. Also, you can get the book that Pastor Cox has written called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that. He'll get it out to you. And good evening, Pastor. It's a glorious day because this is the day the Lord has made.
Amen. Every day is a blessed day. And even though it's cold, like Richard was saying, well, in August, we'd probably be wishing for some of this kind of weather. But it's all in due season, and we need the moisture. We're getting some light ice down here. And it's winter time, 23 degrees.
It's coming this way. It's slowly getting colder as the day went by. Well, Pastor, if you don't mind, I'd like to read some scripture.
Sure.
Okay, go to 1 Corinthians 13:2. If I have the gifts of prophecy and know all mysteries and have all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. And I can also say that I can do this broadcast every Wednesday, but if I don't do it with love, it profits me nothing. And I can do deliverance after deliverance, but if I don't do it for love for others, I have nothing. And I truly, that was just revealed to me why I do this, why I come on each week, why I know Pastor Cox goes out every week in and week out for the last 40 years, and those that join him there, and why we still continue on with the ministry of what Pastor Peter started to get out is all for love. And if we don't have love, it really profits us nothing. And that's why we have these testimonies come on, because I know these people have been set free and they love the Lord. And this whole program is about love. And I believe this whole network is about love.
Yes, yes. And when I sit down with someone, it's, if there is a love that I have for the person, and I know that I have the tools to help them, and what a great joy it is when it that comes to pass. It drives me on to do it again. And so, and with all the hurting people around us, that's why we want to share, like we are on the radio show tonight, to get the word out that all Christians can do this area of the gospel, this area called deliverance. And it is not for a few gifted, but it is for all Christians. It's normal Christianity to help hurting people.
And that's why we're here, to let you know that. Because, you know, I've had people tell me, well, I need you there, Ralph, or I need you. We need you to come over and do this. I've had family members, and I tell them, I said, well, you don't need me. You do it. I mean, I'll certainly come over and help, but you don't need me. You do it. You exercise. Yeah, I don't have any more authority than you do. Pastor Cox has any more authority. None of us have any more authority over the other when it comes to what these things are laid out in Scripture. It's just a matter of exercising and walking in it and just doing it. And, of course, I have these family members will do it, and I do it because I do it out of love. But, I know our Lord is wanting to us and looking at it, and he has a love for us. But I just know at times he's like, but you can do it. I don't need to do this for you. You can do it. I've given you the tools. I've given you the authority. I've given you the victory. And we know it was love that put him there on that cross. It's love that let him be beat for us. It was love that took him to the grave, and it was love that resurrected him out of the grave. And,
amen.
I just wanted to share that. I've been fortunate the past couple of days to be fellowship with Brother Leon. I'm at his house right now, and we had a good hour of prayer before the prayer meeting, and that seemed to be a little bit of a theme in our prayers. The Holy Spirit went that way, and as soon as we got done praying, I said, I need to go right to the book of Corinthians, because that's why we do this.
Amen. And tell Leon hi for me, Ralph.
Everett says hi. He's way back. Well, Pastor, how'd this Sunday go?
Well, we only had 10 cases, and we had 14 ministers. It was the Monday before, we were short of ministers. This time we had extras. I ministered to a man that flew in from California, actually flew into Dallas and drove up to Oklahoma City, and was driving back to Dallas about 11 o'clock when we finished up. But he got a great Jesus overhaul. You know, again, if I didn't see this work and help people, there'd be no reason to do it. But we are certainly driven to do this because of the results we see. And he He had a great overhaul, the best way to say it. And he was smiling and overflowing, and he already had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He did have a, I think it was a short arm that adjusted, but he felt the spirits come out. In fact, I got the hit demon up, which was a destroyer. It's the most common hit demon. You know, they're all there to steal, kill, and destroy, but the destroyer is always there. It's high ranking, it seems. But it went well, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, but we'll plan to do that in the next few days. And there's no way he wouldn't be better, you know. Amen. That's what I'm always saying. You know, we got there was 13 demons under the destroyer. I never did ask him how many had already gone in the door-closing prayer, the breaking of ungodly soul ties. He coughed those out. And then we did quite a bit of inner healing in the traumas of the past where there was associated bad feelings, and Jesus took those bad feelings. In all that process, a certain number of demons leave in each step. So when we get to the main deliverance part, it's not unusual that a good half of them are already gone.
Yes. Yes. At the very least, the legal ties are broken.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the important thing. They may not be gone, but they don't have a legal right to be there anymore. After you go through that soul tie, breaking the soul ties and do the door closing prayer. And that's what's so great about the head demon technique, because you don't have to guess, because they just fess up. We've got such authority that when we're talking to them one-on-one, they'll just, it's like they're the best intel.
Amen. I did find that those remaining spirits were there, all of them, by a satanic assignment. Their legal rights were already canceled, but they were there by assignment. And, of course, it's easy to break satanic assignments because we do have all power. And according to Luke 10:19, it's been given unto us in Jesus' name. And so I proceeded to cancel those assignments, and then confirmed with it, you confess now those assignments are now terminated for the Lord Jesus the Christ and the Holy Spirit. And it admitted they were. So at that point, they were would have been easy to cast on out, but I usually get the top 10 lies. It's telling the person, write those down. Then he was loaded with gifts, some of which he said that he didn't know he had the demon disclose those. So it was a good session. Like I say, there's no way it wouldn't be better.
That's right. You know, what's amazing about those top 10 lies is when the people see them, they read them, or if it's somebody you know. I've worked with a brother in Christ, and then I got the head demon up, and as I was writing down those top 10 lies, I heard him say these things, and I don't think he even realized he was ever speaking those words. And it's just, I think that's a pretty common thing when you show them his list and this right there, and they're like, well, I always think that, or always this, or always that. And I said, well, it wasn't you that was thinking it. It was something whispering it in your ear.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when you do the gifts, there's been a lot of times I've done it, didn't really know them, but just the few minutes I've done preliminaries and talk with them, I could see those gifts that were in them.
Praise God. Yeah.
So, it's a good process. I understand why you have it now, and when I get ready to do deliverance, I do the Lord let me be able to get that head demon, because it is so much easier to get through the process than having to guess and work. But you know what? The Holy Spirit always takes care of us, doesn't He?
Amen for that.
Amen. So it's fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I didn't have a chance really to speak too much this week with people in deliverance. I did have that that gal I worked with 2 weeks ago send me a text to ask me some questions. I think we're going to have to set up some more ministry, which I already figured that was going to happen. And the Lord will send them, because I pray for it. I pray and ask the Lord to send me, to give me those divine appointments, and I tell them that, Lord, they need deliverance, and they come to me, I'll help them.
The Lord does that. The man from California said the Lord told him to check Oklahoma and Deliverance. And in fact, it said Norman, Oklahoma. Well, he put Norman, Oklahoma and Deliverance in, and of course we came up. And that was how he happened to call to come in for Monday night.
That's just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it is amazing, and it's a heavy responsibility on our part to do the do the good job. If the Lord is sending them to us, we better do it well.
Yeah, you got a personal recommendation. You better do it well. I love hearing those stories when people talk about that, where the Lord tells them to do something and they do it, and it's the right thing at that right point in their life, what they needed. I just love hearing those testimonies, because that's just so important for us to hear when the Lord's talking to us, to hear it and act on it. And I just love hearing those testimonies.
Yes. I remember a lady called one time, and she said the Lord had given her the phone number of Deliverance Ministries. And that was humbling. It's an amazing spirit world around us.
It's the supernatural. That's what I start telling people when things happen. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, I walked into a customer, and she said, well, that's weird. I was just thinking about you yesterday, and enough was said. Things like, you know, this and that was said, and I started realizing there was a need to witness deliverance. And I just brought it open. So, you know, this is how the Holy Spirit works. And then I showed her how this and this happened, this happened. I said, look, here all three of us are here. We're all speaking, and it was all double witness and stuff. And I told her, I said, you know what you just witnessed? She says, what? And I said, it's a supernatural event. It's a supernatural event, because there's no way in any way possible that we could have coordinated that.
That's exactly right. So, and that's how you would know it's supernatural.
Yeah. It is a supernatural event, and it's just so awesome when you see those things, because it's further testimony, it's further witness. It speaks to my spirit, man. It speaks to my inner being, and I understand it. Look, it's just further witness that I'm on the right path to help people, and I've always had this yearning to help people. I've had this. We've been blessed with such a truth about Jesus, who we are as a people with this ministry. But I just never knew, how do I reach people? How do I help? How do I help? And I just never thought in my life that the reason they couldn't be helped is because they had spirits that were hindering them. Those spirits of deafness, spirits that don't want to listen, that close them up, and that they're having things whispered to them. And once they were cast out of me, I started realizing that, you know, if they were whispering to me, how much more to anybody else?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And those lies seem to come in the form of thoughts with most people, even though some hear voices. So you need to learn, every Christian needs to learn to recognize them. They're usually negative, defeating kinds of things, like nobody loves me, I'll never be able to do this or that, I'm a failure, you know, negative things, and that, you can bet that's coming from the Lord. The opposite of that is the Word tells us who we are, and that's all positive.
That's right. That's right. I mean, obviously the Holy Spirit will convict you of sin and you need to repent of it, but once you repent of it, if it seems to be constantly just on you negative, you've got to remember what the Word says in Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And I had an example of this attacking me about 2 weeks ago. Something was brought up that brought back a real strong memory of something in my past. And I mean, I had this absolutely overwhelming, all night condemning spirit upon me, but I kept standing upon the Word. But the Word says, when it was confessed, it's forgotten. And if the only one bringing it up, I kept saying that, the only one bringing it up right now is you, the enemy, and I command you to be silent. And I stood upon the Word that there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. I have been forgiven of that, and I'm not condemned of it anymore. I repented of it. I don't do it anymore. It's been years since I even thought about that. And it actually had to do with my past drug and alcohol abuse. And it was just absolutely overwhelmed me on that. But I stood on the Word. I stood on it, and I commanded it to go. and it eventually left. I practiced Perish the Thought, all these tools, and they're just such great, great tools to have and to work. And just remember that out there, people. If you have something that's happened in your life and it's not there anymore and you confessed it, the only one bringing it up is the enemy. That's the only person bringing it up because the Lord forgot it.
Wow. Praise God.
Praise God. Pastor, do you think maybe you need to call our first caller and remind her?
Well, I just while you were talking there, I just text her, reminding her to call in now, so maybe we'll hear from her in a moment. She's an RN, and well, she was supposed to, you know, some way have time for the night. She's an ERRN and an ICURN, but I think she was off tonight to do the show, so maybe we'll be hearing from her. If not, I'll call her shortly.
Yeah, speaking of RN, I saw this, I don't know where it was, but I saw this video the other day of a staff at an emergency, I think it was emergency room, I can't quite remember, but they were all in the medical field, they were all in their scrubs, but it was a whole floor of this one hospital, and so this was their nightly ritual, and they all got together and they prayed. I couldn't quite hear all the prayers of it, because someone was taking it with their cell phone, but I was just thinking, when I saw that, I was like, wow, imagine if every hospital in the nation did that. Every hospital in the nation sat there and had those kind of prayers before they went on the shift. Imagine if every business in America did that, how things would change. And when you bring it up that Rita's an RN, it made me think of that, because they're out there. They're out there. We got our blessed physicians, just like our forefather Luke was talked about in Scripture and referred to as that beloved physician. And, she's going to be powerful for the Lord if she's an RN and knows deliverance, because she's going to meet people who have gone through a lot of trauma, because especially if she's in the ER. Especially, and we know that the traumas of accidents can really affect people sometimes and cause a spirit to grab legal hold and torment somebody because of a traumatic experience.
That's right. Not only to take authority in the situations that she has, no doubt, but also dealing with the post-trauma operations, et cetera. Well, Ralph, if you can carry it for a moment, I'm going to give her a call.
I sure will. But I just want to get back to love. And, you know, when I was taught, so I was reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you go into verse 4 of it, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous, love does not brag, and is not arrogant, does not become act unbecoming, does not seek its own, it is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And that is just so important when you're dealing with deliverance, to remember that when you're working with people, because you've got to be patient with them because of the trauma they've received in life. And when you do the preliminary sometimes, when you talk with people, and you just see the things that have happened to them, it really is humbling that you are going to have the chance to help and work with them. And we got to have that love in our life. We've got to have that patience. We've got to have that that ability to suffer wrong and be able to forgive. Because if we don't, we can't help others. And if we can't practice these things that are right there in our own lives, we're never going to be able to set people free. Because we've got to really have that patience and understanding that as we're talking to people, and it can get frustrating when you're working with people that just don't have that understanding in Scripture that you have, and you just knew that, you know, you just know as you work with them, if they had that understanding, that maybe that they would be able to overconquer this some more. But I just try to be patient with them and realize that not everybody had that blessing of training under Pastor Peters. In fact, when Brother Leon and I were praying this evening, that was one of the things we prayed for, is we thank God that we studied under a man like him that gave us such a godly foundation. And then as he passed, we found another man that's worked so many years for the Lord to work us in another area so we could grow, and then grow and use this knowledge that we have to help set our nation free. And if we don't have this thing of love and to want to work for our Lord out of love, it'll fail. because that's what the Word says. If you don't have love, it'll fail. And love never fails. So that's just the thoughts that have been on my mind as far as deliverance. And again, if you have any questions about deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. There is just a wealth of information on there. All the prayers that we talk about are there. The door closing to help set people free from Masonic curses. You know, the Masonic Lodge, I've talked to people before about this. It's everybody looks at Masonic conspiracy. There definitely is a lot of conspiracies out there that involve Masons. But there's a lot of our brothers and sisters, according to the flesh, that got caught up in that false religion. That's what it is. And they speak curses upon themselves and their families. And there's a ability to get that set free and relieve them from that. But we have our first caller. Reed, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for joining us. I think Pastor Cox is on. Went off the line to try to hunt you down. So,
yes.
You're not too busy.
He said
you're an RN.
Yes,
so.
In my car, and I was thinking that y'all were going to call me, but I messed up. So I called in, and
well, that's okay.
I'm glad I did.
Okay. Well, Rita, if you would you go ahead and just give us a little bit about your background, talk about when you were born again, and then just give us whatever you feel you want to testify about how the Lord set you free through deliverance.
Yes, I will. Well, I grew up in a small country town about 47 miles from Tulsa, Pawhuska, and I'm the oldest of five girls, and so I felt a real responsibility to set a good example for my younger sisters and anybody else. And so I became a Christian at six. We went to church every Sunday and every Wednesday and in the evening, and we prayed over our food. So we did a lot of the usual things that during that period of time were common in homes. And so I began to have a relationship with the Lord, and I began to do things in church, sing in the choir, and along these lines. But I always felt like something was missing. I didn't know exactly what, you know, so I began to kind of search. And I guess the very first time that the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I was about 8 years old, and he just said one word, and that one word was wait. And fortunately, I was obedient, because when I waited, I avoided being involved in an accident that could have potentially have maimed me or taken my life. So my first encounter with the miraculous things that happen when you serve the Lord and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior saved my life, saved me from being hurt. And I think that God wants to do that in everybody's life. And so sometimes people don't get it sooner, and if they would attend services like the Deliverance Ministry, if they would read online, I think they would understand that God wants to be a part of our life and help us with everything.
Amen. Amen.
That's awesome.
This is Everett. I'm on now with you, Rita.
Okay.
Yeah, so what went on from there then in your life? Go ahead and give some more history on yourself.
Okay. Well, being a firstborn and feeling the responsibility to set a good example for my four younger sisters, we experienced tragedy fairly young. My sister next to me drowned when I was nine and she was seven. And I didn't really understand at the time why my sister died and I didn't, because we both fell into this sinkhole, if you will, and she drowned and I got out, but neither one of us at that time knew how to swim, so I had difficulty with that. But at the time that happened, I saw angels around her, and I knew she was going to heaven, and I knew she was all right, even though I didn't understand it. So there have been things that have happened in my life that like that, and that also spurred me. That happened in 1959, and that was prior to them knowing about CPR and that children who drown in cold water can be revived, because generally they just need rescue breathing and their heart is still beating. Well, when my dad got her out, her heart was still beating, but nobody knew what to do. They didn't learn CPR on children until the 1961 time. So she drowned in 1959. So had it been 1961, she more than likely would have survived. You know, so we don't always understand what goes on, but that made me very committed to becoming a nurse and helping people to learn things. So one of the things now that is a major focus for me is getting people to understand that they have to drink water, that's the number one reason that people get sick, their immune system goes down, and there are other factors too, but that's the number one thing. If you're hydrated, your body can function better in every area, including fighting off diseases and so forth. So there's some things that, even though God has promised us over 3,000 promises in the Bible, we have to do something. There's a provision with each one. So one of them is we're blessed with a wonderful temple that's in His image and His likeness, but we are the maintenance people, so we have to take care of it, and we have to understand how our bodies function. And one of the things I've been a registered nurse since I was 21 years old, and I will be 70 next year. I compete in senior Olympics. I've won over 90 gold medals. I don't have any chronic illnesses. I've never had surgery. Pretty much can do what I want to do health-wise, and I thank God for that, because I realized very early that there were certain things that I needed to do that would complement what God has blessed me with. And I think that sometimes people take things for granted and they don't understand that everything is a blessing if you will take a good look at it, talk to some people, maybe even read some books by other people. You know, that God is such a good God that He has provided a lot of things for us. Now, and yes, we do have an enemy. I don't deny that there is a real and true Satan, and he took a third of the angels with him, but we have more authority than he has. We're sitting at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is our intercessor. He's our big brother. He's our lawyer. He's our advocate. So when we understand how to take authority and dominion, then, and that includes being delivered from some things, then we will operate successfully in this environment and win more people to the Lord.
How did you learn about deliverance, Rita? How did you learn about deliverance? How did you learn about deliverance, and then any experiences you've had there in deliverance?
Well, because living in the Oklahoma City area periodically, and I grew up in the northeastern area, and I attended OU and graduated from OU. So I have always been, like I said, from the time that I was little, I've always been searching for things, and I devour information. I love to read. I love to learn things. And when I read about the deliverance ministry, I attended some sessions, and I was very, very impressed. I tried to get everyone in my family to come because what I saw worked. You know, we are a three-part being, and we have to address all three parts. And the deliverance ministry is something that I believe if everyone goes through the deliverance ministry and understands and speaks to the I ams of who we are in Jesus Christ and what the Bible says, that we'll be stronger, we will be more focused, and Satan won't be able to attack us so easily, because a lot of times we're just tricked or we lack certain knowledge, like Hosea 4:6 says, but my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so I appreciate the deliverance ministry and what you've offered, and I've bought several of my family members there, and most recently my nephew, and prior to that my sisters and nieces and grandchildren, and so I have bought a lot of people and friends, you know, because what you do works, and it works extremely well if someone will just simply do it. It's not hard.
Amen. Well, in the remaining minute that we have, what would you say to the listeners in winding up?
I think that you have to understand that being made in God's image and His likeness, and you have dominion here, that it behooves you to learn as much as possible about how you spiritually can be strong, be free and delivered, how you mentally and spiritually can be free and delivered, and physically, because all three of those go together. And once you do that, you're going to operate in all kind of miracles, all kinds of healing and helping people. And I mean, it's so wonderful, because every day I wake up, you know, I'm saying, Dear Heavenly Father, what do you want me to do today? What kind of avenues or doors or opportunities are you going to open? And I rejoice every day I wake up, because my favorite saying from the Bible is Psalms 118:24-25. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. So I thank him every day that I start off with a new day, a new slate. He doesn't judge my future or my past, and he doesn't, any of us. We do that to ourselves. So when we understand that every single day is a day, an opportunity for us to do better than we did the day before, we'll be successful in whatever goals we set.
And thank you, Rita, for calling in. We're out of time. We have another caller calling in. But God bless you, and appreciate it.
Tony, and your insight.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, if we had a medical field that knows their nutrition, knows the body, and knows the Lord, I don't think there's
any
hurts in this country anymore. So,
amen.
that was just awesome. Well, Pastor, we do have David on the line. David, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, David. Thank you for calling.
How you doing,
Everett? Well, we're
back. Yeah, Everett. How you all doing, Steve?
Enjoying it. So, why don't you go ahead, David, and give some history on yourself and when you were born again, and then how you heard about this area called Deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share.
All righty. Well, in 1984, I gave my life to Jesus on a river fishing one night with a buddy of mine. And, of course, it's like things that happen, and, you know, you fall back across that fence and back and forth and back and forth until one night, one day, one evening, whatever, I met a friend of mine named Mark, associated with the Faith Riders. And after going through some times with him, I came to know the Lord and came home again solid. I thought that at that time I was a good Christian and tried to do everything right, but it didn't feel right. And soon after that, well, several years after that, I finally met the light of my life, Miss Cindy, and she told me about the Deliverance Mission, and I watched the video a couple times and was still skeptical about it. And I went down there and met you personally, and talked us over with God, and he said, well, I needed help, and I needed to do this, and these guys would do that or help me do things. And I guess I had several demons in me that had to come out. One or two of the main ones was that I have a problem with my hearing when I get upset and stressed out, and it's just like I don't hear nothing. And Everett prayed with me, and we talked about it, and got that demon to go out, and that's the night that I felt something warm running out of my ears. And I haven't had that hearing problem since that. It's been over 3 weeks, and I've had some pretty stressful times since then. So I just, you know, I'm still just praying to God to help me fulfill this and take care of this problem for me. And I don't think it's going to ever come back.
Amen.
We also talked about PTSD that I have from Vietnam, and Everett helped that get rid of that. I still remember about Vietnam, because it's kind of hard not to, but the main thing is, it's in black and white now. It's not in color.
Praise God.
It's just all that, you know, things like that, that. There's several other things, you know, that after we were done, after the session was done, I felt alive inside, knowing that I had left it all at God's feet, never to be picked up again. Now,
praise God.
That's about where I'm at right now, you know, so I feel just fantastic, and things have changed in my life because of this. And I don't feel hollow. I feel like I have meaning now and knowing God better.
Hey, man, that's awesome, David. And David, you have do have quite a background. Do you want to go further back in your history to kind of tell where you came from and where you grew up and any experiences that you had when you were in the Marine Corps?
Well, I could talk about Vietnam all day, but, you know, that's just, that's a life that's in the past. I grew up, you know, all over, really. My dad was in the oil field, and he was a Navy veteran, and uncles were Army and Air Force veterans, and I kind of grew up in the military life, so I joined the Marine Corps, and, I don't regret that in the least bit, but I went to Vietnam as a young boy and grew up within the first week I was there, you know, because at this time of my life, I wasn't even thinking about God or anything. I was thinking about surviving, and I had a mother that took me to church all the time, and I knew about Jesus, and I knew about prayer to him, but I didn't ever turn to him. And of course I was young and thought I was invincible. You know, I didn't need any help. I did it all myself. Everything was myself. And then you realize that you can't do it by yourself. You have to have Jesus in there. He has to be there to help you. And he just...
Amen for that. Well, you went on quite a few patrols and all, didn't you, while you ran off? And had quite a few close shaves?
No. Yeah, we had several close shaves and stuff, but I honestly don't think that this is the time and the place to talk about that. I just... All I know is by God's grace that I made it out of there. It wasn't me
that,
being...
The Lord was The Lord was with you even then, David. You can bet on that, because here you are.
Yeah, I was lost, but... When you bring a team off of a mountain in pitch dark, tied together, don't lose anybody, you know, and the responsibilities I had was, you know, unbelievable, but when you think about them now, they were unbelievable, but it was just a job, and I was just doing it to the best of my ability. The average guy there in the tour duty they have anywhere from 12 to 13 patrols. I had 22 patrols in my tours over there, and 20 of them at point man. So I never lost a man the whole time I was over there.
Praise God.
And their teams, yeah.
That sounds supernatural in itself, doesn't it?
Well, when you look back on it and the things I did, dumb things I did. And then when the chaplain comes up to you and pats you on the back and you realize you've been grazed with a bullet because you've been over to pick up a hat, and the chaplain looks at me and says, "Sir, you God's got something planned for you later on in your life, and I hope he does, because I've touched some people's Praise lives, God. And I know it, and I've helped them through the Faith Riders and the mission work that we do there, and I feel now that I am free, and I know I'm free, that I'm hoping that Cindy and I can get together and do some work together and help more people to learn about Jesus and to know that he is here and he is real.
Amen. And here you are engaged to one of our longtime team leaders at Deliverance Ministry. So you're bound to have high adventure ahead.
Yeah, she's giving me a heads up on what's going on and what to expect, and we're doing a lot. I don't read that good, and so I don't tell many people that. I don't care if I just said that. But she puts up with me getting through it, and we read to each other, and we're learning more and more that way, and it's helping me. And anyway, that's... I don't think if it wasn't yeah. for Deliverance, I would feel as clean and as whole as I do now. I just feel like I would still be in a limbo and just grasping at ends of ropes. I'm not grasping no more. Mm-hmm. I'm hanging on to them.
Hallelujah. That's so awesome. And that, of course, is the very reason for Deliverance, because it would be an extremely rare person, as we see at this side of Jesus, that doesn't have their share of demonic activity, not to mention the generational door that these things come through, and then doors we open. You know, those 15 doors I go over in the teaching, it's easy to really open some of those. So most people have done it, and therefore they have their grouping of spirits trying to steal, kill, and destroy, as Jesus said. And so, praise God. I can see all kinds of adventure ahead of you, David, with you and Cindy, and who knows what the Lord will lead you into. But you've got tools, and learning more and more of those methods to minister and help the hurting people now.
Well, I hope and pray that it does work out, and I get to do some of this stuff, because I just feel that there's a calling there for me to do something. And I'm not saying anymore what it is. It's what it is. It's to reach out and to tell, because you yourself, we all can do it. Believer can do it. Can teach and can.
That's it.
Tell.
I can see you going through the training at Deliverance Ministries, David. And now, instead of shooting live ammo, you're shooting spiritual weapons. Over.
Well, I've been told that by a lady we both know. Yeah, that as a sniper in Vietnam, she says, now you're going to be a sniper for God, you know. So.
There you go. That's it. You know, we deal with the demonic, which is a military setup, as you know, and so you've got a running start with your background in dealing with this. It's the same kind of spiritual battle, or battle that we have in the spirit world compared to what you have in your background, but it's similar in many ways. And the good news is we don't run out of ammo here.
Yeah, that's the. And we've talked about that. About running out of ammunition.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you'd like to share before we wind up here, David?
No, I just thank you much for the job that you're doing. Because you are definitely helping people that are messed up and need your help for freedom. and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, brother. And I look forward to seeing you soon. God bless you.
Thank you, David. Okay. David, before you go, I want to give you some words here. In 2 Book of Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3, told about how blessed the Lord Jesus is who comforts us in all our affliction. So we're able to comfort those who are in any affliction with a comfort, which we ourselves are comforted by God. And with your experiences, you're going to be able to reach veterans that I can't because I wasn't a veteran, and because of your shared experiences there. And, of course, with deliverance, we are able to help other people, but sometimes you're able to reach that person because you got that shared experience, and that's what the Scripture so talks about right there. And PSTD is a curse upon our nation, on our soldiers, and it's a horrible curse. My father suffered from it. He served in Vietnam as well. You know, he's already gone to the Lord, but I saw the things that tormented and the trauma that was over there, and I see that if I had known this, that maybe I could have helped him. So I when I heard that you were going to be on this week, I got really excited, because I've got a good friend that served over in the Gulf, and he is suffering from PSTD, and I've been trying to get him to reach out and go through deliverance. So I think that's when that chaplain said to you many years ago over there overseas that God has a plan for you. That's the plan right now for you. You're going to be able to help a multitude of our veterans that are suffering from the traumas that they have gone through because of the traumas of war, and you'll be able to help them in a way that I can't help, never can't help, because you have a shared experience, and that's why the Lord lets us go through these things so we can help others.
Yes.
Well, it's really something for me to think about, David. I know that for sure.
So,
think about it. Yeah, think about it. I just, you know.
Yep. Thank you. And the Lord's got you for a purpose. That is just an awesome testimony, and I love the way you said it. I felt alive when I finally put it at the feet of Jesus. And that's about the only way to explain it. And just
Amen.
Because you are alive. And that's so great about our Lord, because he'll take our cares. He's waiting for us to cast it upon him. And when he does, he takes that burden from us. That yoke is no longer heavy. It's light. And we're alive again. And that's why this show is called Hope is Alive, because we're alive in Jesus. I do thank you for coming on and giving your testimony.
Yes, thank you, David. Blessings.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. That was just an awesome, awesome testimony. And I just love the way he put it there. And he's gonna be a powerful tool, because, I mean, having that military background, and the Scriptures laid out so much in it. I mean, when the centurion came to Jesus, He sent his servant to go there. He didn't send it. He was a man of authority. He said, "Hey, you go talk to this man," and he went.
Yes.
And he said, "Just say it's done. Just say it's done." And having that training of the military is going to help someone understand, "Hey, I'm under authority, and you're under my authority because Jesus gave it to me. Now I'm telling you right now, you're gone, and you're gone." And he's going to be able to zero in and do things and work mightily in this if he goes with it. I just see this in him. And praise God. Praise God.
David
delivered from
David me. Understands the chain of command.
Yes.
And that's what we have with the demons under our authority as well.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And we have to remember that. We have to remember, too, when that centurion said to Jesus, through someone in the chain of command, "Just say it's done," Jesus marveled, because he had not seen all of that kind of faith in all of Israel. And it was just a matter of say it's done, and it's done. When we command someone to be healed, they are healed. When we command a spirit to go, they are go. When we command these angels that are under our charge to go do something for us, it is done. And that's how we have to remember these things. It is done, because we have all the big guns. We have the big brother. We have the muscles. We have the authority. And it's just, that's how we operate in it, and that's how we should operate in it, and it's a learning process. It took me a while to get there, and I am still learning. I still catch myself in my prayers asking God to do things when I know that he said, "No, Ralph, you do it. I told you to do it."
That's exactly right. We're to do it in his name.
And that thought come to my mind, so I know that's the Lord speaking to me. You go out and do it. And it's not taking authority. We've already taken it. It's ours. There's no reason to take it. We can't take something that belongs to us.
Yes.
Working in it and going in it. And praise God he came on. Praise God. And he has got a godly woman that's working with him. And I just look forward to that just what he's going to do. And that's just awesome that he had that woman, that Lord has sent him, that cared enough to share these things with him, is reading the Word with him, and doing all these things that he struggled as a Christian to do. That is just awesome. What an uplifting positive testimony. And said just so well, I felt alive when I left it all at the feet of Jesus. I'm going to start using that with people, because we are alive when we leave it at the feet of Jesus.
That's right, and hope is alive.
It is. Hope is alive. And again, everybody, it's deliveranceusa.com. It's a wealth of information there. I mean, it's just, that's probably one of the most valuable websites you have out there for the tools of working in your authority. And you can also get the Supernatural Works of Jesus, the book written by Pastor Cox, which is another excellent wealth of authority. I mean, it's just so simple, laid out step by step on how to do these things.
A system
wins out over every time. And you can get that by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. I believe we ask a $20 offering for it. But I know that if you need it and you don't have it, it'll get sent out to you, because as you freely receive, freely give. And we just thank everybody for joining this evening. What a great, great show of testimony again. We look forward to hearing you next week. And God bless and good evening.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, ooh,
and to overcome, ooh, all the power, ooh, of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome,
ooh,
all the power of the enemy.
Nothing will harm you.
Nothing will harm you.